Welcome to Third Republic's Women in Tech podcast. As part of the series, we'll be interviewing community leaders, experienced professionals, and influential individuals around their experiences of pursuing a career in tech, as well as addressing what businesses and communities can do to encourage more women into the technology industry and informing the community by promoting awareness and creating more opportunities. We believe that most businesses understand that having a diverse workforce and leadership team that reflects its customer base will be more successful in delivering new and innovative products and solutions. And with the help of our inspirational speakers taking part in the Women in Tech podcast, we hope to play a part in making technology a more attractive and inclusive working environment for all. In this episode, we sit down with Martin Pratt, Senior DevOps Consultant Engineer at Automation Logic.
Hello, Martin. Thank you for joining me today for our Women in Tech Republic Q&A series. You could just take some time to introduce yourself and then we'll kick off into the questions.
Hello, I'm Martin Pratt. I'm a Senior DevOps Consultant at Automation Logic. I lead a team of 12 other individuals and been working in technology for about 10 years going on for, but I think it might be slightly less than that.
Cool. Well, I suppose we'll just dive straight into the questions. So you said you've been in tech for around 10 years now in various roles from DevOps to technical roles. So could you just, I suppose, tell us a bit about what you've noticed in terms of like diversity and inclusion in the industry?
Yeah, so I tend to find that at the sort of the support day-to-day users level, the diversity and the sort of inclusivity of the people and the colleagues that I'm working with is fairly sort of universal and sort of a spread, like an even spread of everyone kind of at what you'd call like entry level. And then sort of as you move into more the senior roles and senior management and senior like technical people and just seniors in general, you always meet, you know, the old white guy that knows the technical thing and is sort of your go-to guru, like with a big long beard, and sometimes he's lost all his hair, like myself. It's just a repeating pattern that I feel is all too familiar, and I feel like I'm almost sort of becoming this character that I've seen before and seen portrayed over and over again, and it's interesting because it's repeated in many different places that I've worked more than one. I mean, I've only ever worked within London in the UK, but yeah, I mean that's where I know technology from, and it is a technology hub, I guess.
So there's a definite, I suppose, disparity in that diversity in general, I suppose, not even necessarily just women in tech, just
as I said
there is still like quite a clear disparity between men and women and not just genders but all kind of sorts of ethnicities and things like that in tech. And I suppose a good question to go from there is why do you think that might be?
I think it's a case of kind of when you see the teams that are sort of doing the hiring process, perhaps that people feel more comfortable to have people whose culture fits their culture, perhaps. Mm-hmm. I love diversity and I love working with diverse groups of people, and I want to work with diverse groups of people because I feel like you get different brains from different experiences, and it means you can solve more technical problems and work with, and you'll find people come up with more technical solutions. And my goal is to bring those people up with me and to bring those people up through the ranks and through leadership or through into more technical roles. And that's what I want, so that I can then bring them into a more technical space rather than one that sort of feels almost like currently they're being excluded in my experience.
Yeah, so I suppose it's maybe more like a, you know, it's been done that way for a long time, and that's maybe you know, stepping outside the box and looking for those different types of people that might be in tech. There also might be part of it that, like, maybe there are less women or less diverse.
I think that's another thing, yeah, is because people who are in the industry might start to feel like they don't see themselves in senior in the senior role. So they look up and say, where can I go with my career? Well, I don't see any women, I don't see any people of color in these higher roles. So maybe I should start looking for another career, or maybe this isn't for me. And then they'll move away from those companies, and then they won't happen. It's a kind of like a self-fulfilling prophecy.
Like a vicious circle, I suppose. Yeah. And I guess, that leads, yeah, quite nicely into my next question is, you know, what can businesses do you think to hire more women into tech teams?
I think we need to hear from the success stories that there are. Like if there are women who are, you know, leading projects or leading teams or just anything in technology that they're succeeding. I know at my workspace at Automation Logic, we've had women sort of leading projects. There was a lady called Zuri who I think she won like Tech Woman of Upcoming Technology Star of the Year. Just putting that information out there so that women can see that success and see that they are wanted in this space and see that they can succeed in this space. And they just need to see that story in a blog or in some sort of post. And just so that you can sort of see that story and aspire to want that job and have that job and see that success.
I think that's something that's come up a lot with like these kind of Q&As and when we're speaking to people as part of Women in Tech Republic, is that, you know, there needs to be kind of more role models or more visual role models and in order to, I suppose, see yourself, like you said, see yourself in those kind of more senior roles and really progressing in a career in tech, it's important to actually see other women in those roles. And I think
definitely,
I suppose, like, what businesses can do is to highlight those more senior people
in their
companies, which is a really good piece of advice. What kind of ways do you think that, you know, a more diverse team benefits a business or the department or their products and all of that sort of things kind of that fall off the back of having?
So the career that I've taken in technology and the tools that I've used are my preference. Like the stuff that I've worked on before, I'm going to be biased towards using those tools and working with those tools. And when people ask me technical questions and ask me to come up with a technical solution, I will fall back on the tools that got me to where I am and might not know about newer tools that provide a better job or newer tools that provide a different job or have other life experiences that would lead me to answer that question in a way that I wouldn't have thought of, that someone who was from a different background or a more diverse background would have thought of. And I think we need to get out of this idea of having that technical genius that solves stuff and just having more like, I've solved technical things in the way that I like to solve them. But if you can think of a better way to do it, or if you can think of a different way to do it, that opinion is completely valid. And I shouldn't let my biases dictate that there is only one way to do things, because in technology, there's loads of ways of doing things. There's so many different ways of doing things that it's unreal. And the only way that I'm going to find out about those different ways of doing things is if I'm working and allowing a space for my diverse team to bring new ideas to the table, and then they can tell me about them.
Yeah, like you said, I think having those diverse teams really, like, no one's got the same route into tech. Like, some people might have very similar routes into tech, but no one has the same exact career journey. And I think having those different experiences then reflects in the products and the way the business operates as well, not just the actual team itself. So my next question then is, what are some of the challenges you think that businesses or tech teams might face when they're trying to hire more diversely?
I think if you have kind of senior teams that have brought the business to where it is, and those senior teams have been reliable in the way that they've done things, the business can look on those teams and be like, this team has got us to where we are. This team has helped us through various different issues. This team has got us through thick and thin, and the business is still going. We rely on this team. We trust this team. We trust this team's opinion. Mm-hmm. And they just all happen to be the same sort of person. Like, they all just sort of happen to look like that. And that's not that they're all experts. They understand and they know what's best for the business. And they might not want to hire this particular person for this particular reason. Or they may not want to hire this particular person for this other particular reason. And I think the business needs to take a long, hard look at itself and realize that it could just be luck that they've gotten to where they are. It could just be that actually, it's just a coincidence, and the team kind of might need to be told that they need to become more diverse, and you need to not necessarily dictate to that team how they do things, but bring them up to speed and let them know that we need more diverse teams, and that it has benefit to technical solutions in general if you have more diverse teams and more diverse brains to solve solutions. And yeah, so I'm basically trying to say that these teams, that if they're not diverse, or that they need to be told that that's now becoming a problem, I think, rather than it just being how they work.
I suppose a lot of people are very kind of stuck in their ways as well, and if something's working, if it's not broke, don't fix it, right?
Yes.
So I think, yeah, those probably a lot of, like, you know, change is scary, but
change is scary.
Like you said, a great way to I suppose combat that is to explain the benefits of diversity and have those case studies, like taking it back to what we discussed earlier, is to have those case studies of women that are really successful and
yes,
that have led amazing tech teams as well.
And another thing, I always think it's interesting, I find a lot of time that teams that are averse to change, why are they working in technology, something that's going to change constantly anyway? Yeah, a team that is averse to change, to me, shouldn't be working in technology, because technology is a constantly moving target in humanity. So a technology team should always want to change. A good technology team should always be looking for what's going to be new, what's going to be the next risk, what's going to be the next good investment, what's going to be the next cool thing to look into. And one that is just sort of set in their ways, just used to doing things the way they've always been done, that's not what technology is fundamentally.
Yeah, exactly. That's a great point. Like, it's ever changing all the time.
Yeah.
So you need kind of minds and brains that are open to those changes as well. How do you think the wider tech community can encourage more women into tech careers? Because I suppose that's part of the issue as well, is that there aren't as many women as there are men applying for jobs and looking for jobs in tech.
I think in a similar sort of way to the way that there are sort of women only or female only gyms, or there needs to be safe spaces for people to come into these societies, these ways of thinking. So I think organizations like yourself is a good way for them to do it, for just say, hey, look, there's women in tech here, and this is what we sound like, and this is what we do. I think that's a really good idea. So there aren't any men coming along and telling you how things are run and what things are doing, he says, being in an interview. Yeah. I think, yeah, having a safe space to just express yourself and ask questions and answer questions and be honest about how things are, and not say like, oh no, it's all fine, everything's great in technology, it's really good, that's why there's this giant disparity in numbers as to why there are things. Just admit, yeah, there aren't enough women in tech at the minute, we need to get more in, and we need to create these safe spaces so that women feel safe, that they can join these communities and learn these things and these techniques and get into this type of work, because it's interesting and it's cool and it's good and there's great people here and there's nice coffee and nice food.
That's a good point. I think having those sorts of spaces that you can be very, very honest about, I suppose, experiences and things like that. But I suppose having men's input is interesting as well, because it's not all a one-sided thing.
No.
We need people like you to kind of help and support
yes.
that journey as well. So it's it's interesting.
Yeah, I'm a manager, and I try and keep honest lines of feedback with people who report to me, and I let them know if anyone or any man makes you feel any type of way, let me know, and I will let them know that that is not okay if you need me to. That's the other thing, is like, you can't just say that's how it is. You have to act and call out other men on things that they shouldn't be doing. Yeah.
And I suppose that's a really interesting point as well, because we had on International Women's Day, we had a panel event where we had like a couple of breakout rooms, and people were having like open conversations. And I think, you know, it's great to hire diversity and hire women into your teams, but at the same time, it's not like, it doesn't kind of stop there and that's enough. And, you know, well, we've got some women in, you know, in the women that you are hiring need to feel supported and comfortable in that environment. Otherwise they're not going to stay. And I suppose as much as you want to hire these people, you want them to be with you for as long as possible as well.
Yeah. I think the other thing that businesses sometimes do is they'll go to women and diverse people and say, how can we get more women and diverse people? And they'll go to people but they'll never go to the people who aren't women and diverse people and say, the way that you're behaving seems to be a problem that has been said and you need to stop. The thing is, it's like hiring more women, hiring more diverse people doesn't make the environment worse for white men like me. It makes it better. It makes it a much more diverse and interesting environment to work in. It doesn't make it worse. And I think that's something that also needs to be said, is that if we have a more diverse working environment, that it's better for me. It makes it more exciting. It makes it more interesting. Yeah. You hear from people from different cultures and different backgrounds, and you hear from different walks of life. And I think that's better.
Definitely. I totally agree. I suppose we kind of touched on it, but like, how do you think getting involved in community groups like Women in Tech Republic will help improve kind of diversity in the industry?
I think people need to see and hear stories that they can relate to and see themselves in. And they need to hear that from people and not from statistics. You need narratives and you need things that people can relate to in order to sort of imagine where they can be and see themselves sort of in the future. Like, and it's that these sorts of organizations and communities can kind of help with, because people, that's what a job is really. It's a community of people that you spend your whole life with working in order to pay rent, pay bills and stuff. It's what you're doing day to day. It's your life that you're living. So yeah, they have to see that in order to want that and to believe in that and to move into that kind of career.
And I think, again, it brings it back to that, the second or third question I asked you about, you know, where you mentioned seeing those, spotlighting those people and having those people that you can look up to or hear from and hear about their journeys. And when you do hear that, hopefully it will encourage you to get into a career or continue pursuing your career. Final question then, and just something we ask everyone to answer, is what's the best piece of advice you've been given throughout your career that you can share?
I was given the advice, instead of dress for the job you want, which I think is a kind of nonsense piece of advice, do the job you want. Do the job that you think is right for you. Technology is such a diverse and such a giant space that there's always something that you can learn or something that you can find yourself doing, and you have to want to learn about it, because it's very deep, like every single part of it, whether that's in development or data or systems administration or operating systems or so many different things, like so many different languages and ways of thinking. And you just need to find a thing that just keeps you excited and keeps you like digging and keeps you finding that other article and finding that other thing or that other blog post. Or even just talking about it, even just like if you like having those conversations about ways of thinking in technology. Because technology is fundamentally just applied thought. and applied knowledge. So whichever part of that energizes you and excites you, just start learning it, start doing it, and then that's where your career will end up in, because it will be, because you'll become the expert in that then, and people will go to you and be like, oh, you know about this thing, we need it right now, like, and that's how you get yourself a career, that's how you grow your career in technology, is it's something that excites you and something that you're interested in, and you just keep doing it until you become the best at it. So do the job that you want to do. Don't just sort of sit and wait to get promoted into it. One of my managers sort of told me that once.
Yeah, so that's a good piece of advice. Just a off the cuff question. Yeah. How would you recommend someone that's maybe more junior and they're kind of not entirely sure what kind of piece of tech or area of tech they're 100% interested in? How would you recommend they kind of go about that? Do they find a role where there's kind of a bit of everything?
For me, it was being like, when I was a kid, what did I want to do? And I saw Flubber and I saw the inventor in that, and I was like, I just want to make stuff. So in my spare time, I just like Raspberry Pis, and get yourself a Raspberry Pi, actually, that's what I'd say, is like, get yourself a computer and think of something to make with it. And don't make it for someone else, make it for you. Make you something, whether it's a website or whether it's a piece of like technology that changes, or like a list or something, that some tool that you find useful. And in making that tool, you'll start to be like, right, well, if I want to, you know, write a shopping list every month and then figure out how many things I'm shopping for, I'll need a database, or I'll need a website, or I'll need a web front end. And then the bit that you like to tinker with the most, the bit that you find yourself just not quite getting it right, or not quite fiddling with it enough, and you want to fiddle with it more, that's the thing that you're good at. Like, the thing that no one's telling you to do is the thing that you're just good at. So I'd recommend building something that will help just you, and then the bit that excites you the most is the thing that you should do.
Yeah, that's a really interesting piece of advice to do, because I suppose doing something outside of like traditional work is where you probably will find your passion more.
Exactly.
No one's telling you to do it. You're doing it for something that excites you. That's a really good piece of advice.
Yeah, fundamentally, if the customer for the work you're doing is you, you can always egg yourself on that way to be like, well, I just want to finish it, or I just want to complete it, I just want to get it done. And then you'll build something, and you will have learned something along the way, probably, because you wouldn't have known how to build it when you started. So you'd have to look it up, and that whole process of like not knowing how to do stuff, looking it up, and then going back and then doing a bit more. And then that's what technology is like, going out, looking, learning for yourself, and then making stuff.
Well, thank you, Martin. That was a really interesting Q&A with some really good, interesting insights.